Okay, we are up to Shalaya Sanigai, which is on page Mem Dalid. I want to thank Rabbi Gluck for sponsoring the volumes that we have. I think it's fair to say that there's a certain downside to having brachis, such as Shalei Asani Goy, Shalei Asani Yovin, and Shalei Asani Isha. I think Avishik told me that his father was once interviewed in the 70s by a journalist, and the first thing that she asked him is it true that you make a bracha every morning, Shalei Asani Isha, that you, Shalei Asani, you have not created me as a woman? I don't remember his answer. I mean, he repeated it to me because it was a clever answer, which you probably avoided the question, but there's a certain expenditure in making these brachas, and the purpose is because the benefit is supposed to outweigh the risk or the downside. We'll learn the way Rav Schwab explains it, but it goes without doubt that these brachas are supposed to give us a sense of appreciation of the responsibilities that we have. The chiyuv mitzvahs, that we chiyuv more mitzvahs than a guy, more than an eved, even more than an isha. Now this is clear from the fact that the halacha is, if somebody said shalei asani isha first, he does not say shalei asani guy or shalei asani oved. Now if these were independent points, then saying shalei asani isha has nothing to do with shalei asani oved. They are Jewish women and non-Jewish women. But if the point is that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying to appreciate the obligations that we have, so we say we have more obligations than a Jewish woman, we already are including the obligations that are more than a non-Jew. And that's why the order is reversed. I think one of the clever lines that I heard on this topic is said in the name of the Nei de Yehuda, but it can be taken two ways. It's said that the Nei de Yehuda's Rebbetzin sat and said to him all day, called him over to the window and said, look outside, you see Chaim, the town shikker, he's rolling in the mud. And maybe you just said, yeah. He says, yeah, but tomorrow morning he's going to get up and say, Shalei Asani Isha. And here he is, he's drunk, rolling in the mud, and I'm sitting here saying to him. So Nabi Yehuda is said to have responded that every man says Shalei Asani Isha on his woman, on his wife. Which can be taken in many different ways. Someone's divorced, it's her exceptional Asani Isha, no, not at all. I think the point that he was making was not a facetious point. The point was that the same person, could be obligated in the mitzvah of an Isha, the mitzvah of an Ish. It's not that the town shikker is making a bracha that he's more choshev than the Rebbetzin. It's more that wherever you are, you can live your life on whatever level you're on with obligations of an ish or obligations of an ish. I think that's the idea.
That they said Isha died in Kalos. So when his wife is Rebbetzin,
okay. Fine. All right. At any rate, my point is there's a certain lack of appeal in these brachas. Shalei Sani Goy, Sani Yav, Shalei Sani Isha. I think many people, many responsible people would think, you know, if I had to write it, maybe I would have written it a little differently. But the fact that the Chazal wrote it means that there's a benefit in the appreciation that a person should have.
See, it's easy. It's all political correctness. Say, it's a positive thing as opposed to a negative thing. Say, anger Hashem.
The Kitsono, you know, it struck me, many years ago I was speaking at an Agudah convention with Rabbi Sherman, and at that time feminism was the topic of the day. Rabbi Sherman mentioned then in the Art Scroll Siddur, for the first time, they have Shaloya Sani Isha and Shasani Kritsono in the same size typeface. One is not larger than the other. Others, you see, they're both the same size, which to me, you know, like, I'm sitting there and he says this, it sounded like he was praising Art Scroll. Suddenly the whole women's section erupted in applause. And I was very taken aback at the sensitivities that I'm unaware of, obviously. So there, like I say, there is a certain downside to it, and the upside has to be greater, which is the idea that all brachas are dependent on the appreciation of the brachas. Just today, related to this, I was learning a Prima Gadim, and he has a psicha kolelas. In the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, he has an overall psicha. I was looking for something else, but there he says, we have a rule, safik brachas alohakal. You don't know if you have to make a bracha, you don't make it. He says, by safik shechianu, there's a question, if you have to make shechianu, it depends on the simchas halev. If there's a safek, but you're happy, make the bracha. Make the shechianu. So that the idea that certain brachas are connected, really all brachas are supposed to be connected to the person. Ideally, we should wake up in the morning and thank God for sight without it having to be in the siddur. But we don't. We don't. And,
you said shechianu by lighting candles, what did you do then?
You said, yeah, I understand. So you say it by Kiddush, then. But anyway, this is the point.
Now,
that's right. There's no Kiddush in Yom Kippur, right? Shaleya Sadiqa, he starts with an incidental point, and that's the translation of the word Goy. Hanusach b'sidr redelheim, hu shaleya sani nachri. The Hefter Redelheim Siddur is in the Yekesha community very respected. It's not as if, even though Rav Schwab is going to disagree, obviously it's not because he's being dismissive. He says there the Nusach is Shalai Yasani Nachri. Ubemis Mekayre Rak Merav Rak. It's only Meravolf Heidenheim and Dr. Ber Mevibrich. Vayit Echad Sheiru Shegai Pirushayam. God didn't make us a nation. What he's saying is that doesn't make sense. God didn't make us a nation. He did make us a nation. Was he Shaloya Sani Goy? You didn't make me a nation. Well, you might say that, but we say Goy. We just say, maybe you say that. We say Shaloya Sani Goy. So that's his kasha. So L'chein Hagiyu Loi Menachri Avo Be'emes. Nachri kavanasi zar. Nachri doesn't mean a non-Jewish nation. Nachri means a stranger. Kamaymer akasiv la'am nachri la'im shalomachra. It's talking about Jews. V'sidur of Herz Shatz Matzasi, one of the old ancient Sidurim. Shosani Yisrael, the positive language. We'll come back to address, I guess we'll get to next week. Aval einza nuschais ha-gamar b'menachis. Ulechei shtei ha-girseis eina meduyakas. Shleisani Nachri or Shasani Yisrael are incorrect. V'yesh l'kayim is a nusach Shleisani Goy. And we really should stick with our nusach. Ma shehikshu, shepirish goyim haynu amin. Sini shegam kal Yisrael nikra goy kadosh. The fact that kal Yisrael is called a nation. Kavar hoyreinu chazal, shaloshen toira la'atzma, v'loshen chachamim, shaloshen zegdoira la'atzma. Now this is it's an important piece of knowledge that needs to be explained. But the Gemara says Lashon Torah La'atzma or Lashon Torah L'chud, I think is the Lashon, and Lashon Chachamim L'chud. In the Hebrew language, there are expressions which are not Torah expressions, but are Chachamim expressions. He gives a very good example. You put up a mezuzah, we say L'kvaya mezuzah. What does mezuzah mean? Mezuzah means in Hebrew.
The
doorpost, the sidepost. Mezuzah is not a scroll anywhere in the Chumash. Ubalosha Tanach Pirushet Stadeya Pesach. And the Lashon Chazal says in parentheses, Lachumir Adam and Aslashte Mezuzah is Alamashkev. So he gives Mezuzah as an example of something that's Lashon Chachamim Lachud and Lashon Tayr Lachud. Poishtiknu Lavarech al Natilas Lulav. Poishtiknu Dalit al Natilas Dalit Mimim. Meanim shalosh chacham karol adalim meanim lulav mepasiyas yagvay shabakum. He says there's a concept lashon tayr lachud lashon chachamim lachud. There are multiple words. There are many words that are found as Hebrew in Chazal. The word elon for a tree is often quoted as an example. Elon for tree doesn't, I don't believe, appears anywhere in Tanakh at all. And the reason that Chazal used that lush is the Torah uses what for a tree?
Eitz.
And eitz also can mean a piece of wood. It's confusing. When you talk about eitz, do you mean a piece of wood or do you mean a tree? So therefore Chazal incorporated a new word, Elon, into the language. So even though Chumash is not that way, Goy means a non-Jew. The word Akum in our Gemara, Akum is an idolater, so it was safe. It ignored, it left out the Catholics because they're not idolaters. So it was safe in the census. What? As always, people serve the stars and they touch it, idolater. I remember when Oslo started, the plan was to write Gentile for non-Jew. But I don't remember which one of the Gdolim they discussed it, which it was Rabbi Yaakov or Rav Gifter, said, look, Chazal said Akum, there shouldn't be Eva from the non-Jews. Don't be smarter than them. You stick with idolater, where it says Akum, and that's what they stuck with. Now,
what do they call it? Idolater?
Idolater, somebody who serves idols, which is safe from the...
What do we say?
I don't know if the article says did not make us an idolater. Is that what it says? Probably not. It doesn't say Akum. I don't have the English here. I'm curious what they put in, but I don't know. What? You have it to Google it to get it right. Right? So let's see which one. Now, which one does it have? You're waiting for it to kick in. Okay. The question is, what does it mean? Lashon Torah l'chud, Lashon Chachamim l'chud. Is it Lashon Kodesh or it's not Lashon Kodesh? Moshe Rabbeinu comes around and we say, Elon, is he going to know what we're talking about? How does the language work? So there is a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, in at least two places, who deals with this. And he makes a statement. Now it's hard to know in Pirush HaMishnayos since it was translated from Arabic. The Rambam wrote all his books in Arabic except
Mishnah Torah.
Mishnah Torah is written for all Jews. It was written in Hebrew. But everything else is written in Arabic and the translation could lose something. But the Rambam seems to say it's Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Chachamim, he says Chachamim hei balei halashon. It says Gentile.
Gentile.
So I guess when it says Goy, they put Gentile. When it says Akum, they put idolater what?
It's not
Gentile.
It's a powerful word.
Is it? It's a respectful word. I know Goy is viewed as a pejorative. Goy is viewed as a pejorative in the secular world. As a Yiddish. Yeah.
It's not surprising because the Torah gave the Chachamim the Koach, the Mitzvahs, the Rabbanon. So with regard to Lashon,
they also have this Koach.
They have the Koach.
Maybe. Maybe.
The name of Hashem,
Hamakom,
is only
a Chazal. Makom is only a Chazal. But it comes from a Hebrew word. Misyahadim, in the turning, being Megayer is used in Megillah Esther as Misyahadim. Ibn Ezra writes there that it's Lashon Chachamim L'chud. And the Rambam starts up with Arbavis Nezikin, the word Nezikin, or a Tormin, Ein Tormin, Tormin of Lashon Truma. So, anyway, I guess this is an aside to what he's writing here, the fact that in the Hebrew language, there are distinctions between Lashon Torah and Lashon Chachamim. Let's begin the analysis of the bracha itself. He begins with the question of why we don't just say the positive Shosoni Yisrael, which would seem to have been a much safer language. We make these three brachas in negative. Lo Shosoni Yisrael. Shasani ben Chayrin, Shasani Ish. Dugmas Birchas Hanoshim, Shasani Kirtzayne. Listen to women to say a positive language. Tiretz Habach. Now listen to this. Mishum, because the Gemara says, referring to a Gemara in Erevin, Shanimnu Vagamru Beishame Beisil. Beishame Beisil, the Gemara says, had an argument for 2.5 years over this topic, very philosophical topic, whether it was better for man to have been created or not been created. And at the end, Nimnu v'Gamru, they voted and concluded, kibin shekarvu lehefsid aydei aveirais shu'ala la'asais, because it's easier to stumble through sin. By dezei yikakol neshama atayrish nida bekirbayin, he messes up his pure neshama that he has. V'imkein eichis bar shasani yisrael levneich lay nivra. Now, it needs explanation. What does it mean? Noyech loy lo'adam shaloy nivra mishan nivra. Would a person rather be created or not be created? So the way Reb Salanter, one of his letters, explains, and it's at least in the Litvisha world, one of his famous letters that's known, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tova meitiv. If God created, then it's better being created. It's very difficult to understand why, how a person could say man is better off not having been created. If God created, obviously we're better off that way. You know, I know the boys who take philosophy in yeshiva, the boys in yeshiva who take philosophy in college, tell me one of the philosophical questions they deal with is the Ramchal said that God created man, lehetivlo, so that man could be zochot olam haba, to do good to him. So the question is, well, then why did God create the Rishoyim? God created man. He didn't create them. Where are they?
They themselves became Rishoyim.
Yeah, so for those people, it wasn't worth being created. I don't know. The conventional answer to that... The conventional answer to that is that it's not possible to have a world where everyone chooses good, because then there is no free will. You have to have the failures... You have to have failures in order to have successes. We can't call it Bechira if it's stacked that God created only those who he knows will succeed. But I had a Chassidish Yid, Rav Yudkin, who was by my house one Shabbos, and he told me, Api Chabad, Hashem didn't create the Rishon. He only created the people that will succeed. He only created those that will succeed. So I asked him to look around. He says, God only created those who succeed. You know, like this Chassidus, you can't argue. Look around, it's not an answer. You know, like, God created only those who end up good. So, that's not what he said. I understand what you're saying, what he said. So anyway, the point that Rabbi Salanter makes is that certainly it's better for man to be created. But man is not capable of appreciating that. It's too deep, too philosophical, too high, whatever word you want to use. Man is not capable of appreciating the goodness of creation, and it's not expected of a person to be able to appreciate it. That's how Yisrael explains it, which is really what the Bach is saying. To make a bracha shosani Yisrael, the bracha has to be something that a person could appreciate. To make a bracha shosani, when life has challenges and a person is not always in a situation where he can be appreciating it, is not an appropriate bracha. Bracha is made where a person could appreciate it.